Now, what about some examples of happenings? The impression most people have is that there are a wild and mad deluge of events pouring down, something like this. Everybody's at a train station. It's hot. There are lots of big cartons sitting all over the arcade. One by one, they start to move, sliding and careening drunkenly in every direction, lunging into commuters and one another, accompanied by loud breathing sounds over the public address system. Now it's winter and it's cold and dark, and all around little blue lights go on and off at their own speed, while three large brown gunny sack constructions drag an enormous pile of ice and stones over bumps, losing most of it, and blankets keep falling over everything from the ceiling. 100 iron barrels and gallon wine jugs hanging on ropes swing back and forth, crashing like church bells, spewing glass all about. Suddenly, mushy shapes pop up from the floor and painters slash at curtains dripping with action. A wall of trees tied with colored rags advances on the crowd, scattering everybody, forcing them to leave. Eating is going on incessantly, eating and vomiting, and eating and vomiting, all in relentless yellow. There are Muslim telephone booths for all, with a record player or microphone that tunes everybody in on everybody else. Coughing, you breathe noxious fumes or the smell of hospitals and lemon juice. A nude girl runs after the racing pool of a searchlight and throws water into it. Slides and movies projected in motion over walls and hurrying people depict hamburgers, big ones, huge ones, red ones, skinny ones, flat ones, and so on. You push things around like packing crates. Words rumble past, whispering, "Dida, baroom, lovely, lovely, lovely." Shadows jiggle on screens, power saws and lawnmowers screech just like the subway at Union Square. Tin cans rattle, soaking rags slush, and you stand up and shout questions at shoeshine boys and old ladies. Long silences with nothing at all. Bang, there you are facing yourself in a mirror jammed at you. Listen, a cough in the alley. You giggle, talk to someone, don't you want to go out strawberry jam sandwiches. Electric fans start. Walking breezes of new car smell past your nose. It's very loose, whining, burping, foul. Actually, the happenings are much less complicated, and there's a stronger give and take between the environment and the participant. A typical program will read like this. Naked women, giant bowls of Cheerios built atop a mountain with used tires. Children disgorge barrels of whitewash over them. 100 yards away, men and women swimmers in brightly colored plastic. Continually leap out of the water to catch in their mouths rubber gaskets festooned with lifesaver candies and hanging chains of men's belts. The mountain is taken down, tire by tire, moving into the pools. The water spills out. The children tie the adults together with the belts. They pour whitewash over the now still heaps of bodies. Then they buckle dozens more of the belts around their necks, waists, and legs. They take the remaining lifesavers to a factory fresh tire shop and offer them for sale in laughing voices. A program is nothing more than a short list of situations or images jotted down on a few sheets of paper. Sometimes they have some notes attached at the end. These programs are sent out to a group of people who might be interested in participating. Those who are come to a meeting where the happening is discussed, and the practical details of who does what and when are ironed out. Then, as soon as possible, the piece is put into action. I'd like to read three programs now, but before I do, it ought to be clear that what I read is just literature, not the happenings themselves. Soap. First morning. Clothes dirty by urination. First evening. Clothes washed in the sea and the laundromat. Second morning. Cars dirty with jam on a busy street. Cars clean in a parking lot and a car wash. Second evening. Bodies dirty with jam. Bodies buried in mounds at the sea edge. Bodies cleaned by the tide. The notes to soap read as follows. First morning and first evening. Each person privately soils some article of his own clothing. This is essential, for it refers to one's real experience as his own. In this act, the person mingles his own water with the water of the sea, or laundromat, and consequently makes the cleansing of his clothing inescapably personal. Second morning. Car should be methodically and thoroughly smeared with jam within sight of passers-by. The washing should be done as diligently. If a commercial car wash is used, one should have this done as though nothing were out of the ordinary. Any questions asked should be answered in as non-committal a way as possible. Second evening. A vacant stretch of beach is best. Either couples or individuals may perform this. There should be long distances between each individual or couple. In the case of couples, one person covers the partner, who is preferably naked, with jam, digs a hole for him or her with sand to the neck, and sits quietly watching until the tide washes the partner clean. Then they depart. The next happening is calling. In the city, people stand at street corners and wait. For each of them, a car pulls up, someone calls out a name. The person gets in, they drive off. During the trip, the person is wrapped in aluminum foil. The car is parked at a meter somewhere, is left there locked, the silver person sitting motionless in the back seat. Someone unlocks the car, drives off. The foil is removed from the person. He or she is wrapped in cloth or tied into a laundry bag. The car stops. The person is dumped at a public car garage, and the car goes away. At the garage, a waiting auto starts up. The person is picked up from the concrete pavement, is hauled into the car, and taken to the information booth at Grand Central Station. The person is propped up against it and left. The person calls out names and hears the others brought there also call. They call out for some time. Then they work loose from their wrappings and leave the train station. They telephone certain numbers. The phone rings and rings. Finally, it is answered. A name is asked for, and immediately the other end clicks off. In the woods, the persons call out names and hear hidden answers. Here and there, they come upon people dangling upside down from ropes. They rip the people's clothes off and go away. The naked figures call to each other in the woods for a long time till they're tired. Silence. The notes to calling read as follows. 1. Places other than the train station and times are to be decided just prior to performance. 2. Performance should preferably take place over 2 days, the first in the city and the second in the country. 3. At least 21 persons are necessary to perform this happening properly. For this number, 6 cars are required. Thus, there would be 3 persons waiting at street corners, a car containing 3 people, including the driver, to pick each one up, and a matching number of second stage cars, also manned by 3 people, to carry the wrapped persons to the railroad station. But this basic number of participants can be multiplied proportionately for as large a group as is desired. 4. Names used throughout are to be the names of those involved. 5. Wrappings of foil and cloth should be as thoroughly applied as possible, the face covered except for a breathing gap. 6. Second stage cars should be parked at a pre-chosen self-service garage, widely separated from others. Drivers then proceed to parts of city where first stage cars are parked at meters. There the 2 drivers exchange car keys, the first stage trio hurrying to garage positions, where they enter the autos and await the arrival of the human packages. The latter, of course, are brought by the second stage trio. Timing for this and all other stages of the event must be worked out exactly. 7. The cars depositing packages at garages next proceed to the homes of their drivers, where phone calls will be received. 8. After the human packages unwrap themselves at the information booth, calls should be made from a public booth to the drivers of the last mentioned cars. Phone is allowed to ring 50 times before it is answered. Answerer says only yes. Caller asks if it is X, stating the right name, and X quietly hangs up. 9. The people hanging from ropes in the woods are those who drove and accompanied the cars the day before. An exchange of positions takes place here, underscored by the inverted positions on the ropes, with the former package people taking the active role. There should be no less than 5 bodies suspended, although all car people may choose to hang this way. If less than the total of, say, 18, the others should sit motionless between each rope and join in the answering and the calling of names. When called from afar by the package people, the answer is simply, "Here, here," until each body is found and violated. 10. The package people arriving at the woods call out the names of the car people hidden over a wide area among the trees. Moving as a group, they follow the sounds of the voices and reach each dangling figure. Its clothes are rapidly cut off, and after all have been so treated, the group leaves. Each suspended person and those sitting beneath him should cease answering to their names when found. Gradually, the answering will diminish to silence, and at that point, they start to call out each other's names like children lost. The last happening is called raining. Black highway painted black. Rain washes away. Paper men made in bare orchard branches. Rain washes away. Sheets of writing spread over a field. Rain washes away. Little gray boats painted along a gutter. Rain washes away. Naked bodies painted gray. Rain washes away. Bare trees painted red. Rain washes away. The notes.